Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors.
Aaron looks crazy.
It's called free speech, people.
Holy shit.
Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. I'm loving these new headphones that I have. I got some black Sonys. You really can't even see them in my ear. Like, really, seriously, I'm holding, you cannot see the wires at all. Here, hold on. Let me see how the sound is. Hold on.
Another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
Horrible.
I'm
getting out of here.
These new headphones.
God damn it. What the hell, man? Seriously, What the fuck? I'm back now, so now that I got my phone hooked up to the Bluetooth, I can actually sound check myself. But I got these, so it's Lima Charlie now, thank you. Here, see, I can listen to myself and see how it sounds. Hold on. Come on. I'm back now, so, oh yeah, it sounds good. God, I sound good as fuck. Sound good. And just to let you guys know, I if you don't know what bipolar manic depressive is all about, I'm in one of the peaks. I'm at the peak. Oh, man, my biceps look good as fuck. Look at that. Bam. Look at that. Biceps are like traps are a crabbing right now. Hold on. Let me get that in. Yep. Looking pretty good, I think. Shoulders, everything's looking pretty good. What I'm trying to say is I'm on a little bit of a peak, right? You know what? I'm not on a little bit of a peak. I'm on a peak. Right, yeah. Right definitely is bigger. Right is definitely bigger. Left, see, and I work out more with the left. Like, I've been working out more with the left to be able to make it look better, bigger vulture. But I am on, like, a little bit of a peak right now. I am. And you know what? With the headphones, that the new headphones and stuff I got, I sound good as fuck right now. I'm sorry. I know that a lot of people don't think, but with this microphone, and I got the headphones working and stuff, I really do think I'm sounding great. But I do have a great show lined up today. I got an interview with, Fish on Jay. All right, so I got a, hold on. David Rivera at 5:33 sent in a $20 super sticker. So Fish on Jay, I got to give David Rivera because he was in first. He was. And David Rivera is just too fucking good to me. And then Fish on Jay, $20 super sticker coming in, buddy. Thank you. But I got an interview coming up that my producer Vulture got for me. Angel, what hold on, I'm looking for it right here. Angel Rhodey. You know, I've had a lot of roadies in my life back in the day when I was an alcoholic. But Angel Rhodey, she's an artist. In her bio, it says, if Bob Ross, Leo Buscaglia, and Dory the Fish had a baby, it would be me. So I'm... Oh, fuck. Who is this calling? Mielo, Tuttle Daily Podcast.
What's going on, Tuttle?
Hey, who's this, my friend?
This is Will.
Will, how are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
What's going on tonight, Will? How are you? How was your day?
My day was pretty good.
Yeah. Pretty good. Will, where are you calling from, today? Will? Where are you calling from, Will?
Calling from the Sarasota area.
Oh, Sarasota. You know, Sarasota, you know, everybody thinks of Tampa, St. Pete, but Sarasota is like that not mentioned enough stepchild, wouldn't you say? Because Sarasota's got some really nice areas
it's a
there.
Great city. I mean, we have great beaches.
Yeah. How long you been in Sarasota for?
About 6 years.
Yeah. Where'd you come from?
Seattle.
Oh, so wow. So you could not get any further in the continental United States. Seriously. Like,
you are correct, sir.
What made you come down here for all the way from Seattle?
Well, I used to come down here in March every year on vacation, and I loved it. And my girlfriend at the time and I started talking and said, hey, housing is really affordable down there. Let's go down, buy a place with a pool and, you know, retire by the beaches. So that's what we did.
What'd you do up in Seattle? Did you grow up in Seattle?
I did not. I've been in sales my whole life.
How is that right now? Like, sales has got to be a tough business to be in.
Oh, really tough. I'm not in it anymore.
Yeah.
But I was. I did pretty well.
What kind of sales were you doing?
Mostly computer software stuff.
Mm-hmm. I mean, especially being from the Seattle area, Microsoft, all of those. I mean, were you in that technology bubble type field at that time?
Yeah, I was. I was for a time. It was a good field. It, you know, it was lucrative and I did fairly well. So,
well, Will,
here I am in Florida.
Well, Will,
hey, what I really called about.
Okay, go ahead.
I was a fan of the Monsters for years. I used to listen to them on the internet in Seattle.
Yeah.
And I used to love the stuff that you did with them. You were incredible.
Well, thank you, man. Like, you know what, though? It's kind of crazy how, like, things, you know, ebb and flow. Like, when you're into something at the time, you're like, oh man, this is great, da 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 da, and then looking back on it, you're like, man, those were some really, really great times.
They were. I mean, with that Tuttle's Tomb thing, were you actually buried? I mean, was
yeah,
that like
I was.
A risk of your life to do that?
Well, okay, so this was a thing that they had. This group of people, like, they would go around from radio station or radio company to radio company to, like, hey, we got this promotional idea we'll help you out with. And we ended up doing it, and they did. They put me in a box. They covered it with concrete. I was in there the whole entire time. Was it dangerous? Yeah, because the funny thing is when they did that bit, is that they had an advertiser that was like this quick dry concrete that they had that they used, but the type of activator that they used in it had a lot of ammonia in it, and that ammonia got into that box when I was doing that bit, and it was not great, but I was able to make it through it.
That was pretty impressive.
We were able to make a lot of money for the mustard seed at that time, too. The mustard seed is for people that just get hired and buy a new home. They furnish people that are trying to get on their feet, that buy their first homes or whatever, that they help furnish those houses, like just getting them beds and maybe couches and stuff. And I think we raised over $10,000. At that time, which I think was amazing.
Hey, another Monsters question.
Uh-huh.
You know, you read a lot of stuff on the internet, and I've read so many nasty things about Russ Rollins.
Mm-hmm.
Is he really kind of a jerk?
You know what? I will say this. I went through my phase where I thought that Russ has done a lot of things, but we've all had our issues, right? Like, I've had mine. Don't you think you've had yours? And I think Russ has had his as well. But for the most part, Russ is a good guy. Like, he gave me so many opportunities. We all have our issues and stuff. So, I mean, you only hear the bad stuff now because that's all people talk about on social media, right?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. He's been there a long time, so the company must think he's
Yeah, exactly. Right. Exactly. So, I mean, that's the way that I look at it. iHeart, well, it was Clear Channel and then it became iHeart. And if he's still there, I really don't think a big ass company like that would take a chance per se. You know what I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you mean. You know, let me tell you what was my favorite lineup of the Monsters.
Mm-hmm. Ross, I'm always interested in hearing this as well too, because everybody has their favorite lineup. So I'm very interested to hear what your favorite lineup was.
Okay. Russ, Dirty Jim,
mm-hmm.
Bubba,
mm-hmm.
Jeff Howell,
yep.
Savannah,
yep.
Black Bean,
and Daniel,
and you and
SBK.
SBK. When you guys were all together, that was when the Monsters was at its peak.
So I will say this, like, the Drunky the Bear era was great as well, too. But I will say that that lineup that you just described was really some of the I'm not just talking radio, but some of the best times that I have ever had in my life. Seriously.
Oh,
like,
I can tell. I've got all the DVDs and stuff, so I watched you guys.
That box set? So are you talking about the, like, six-disc DVD set that they had there? Yeah, that.
Yeah.
Do you realize that me and Kevin, like, if you go back and look at that DVD, me and Kevin was a lot of the content. It really was, because we would go out there and we would do these bits, like the bulls balls, like when we went out to the Holland Ranch.
Oh yeah.
And we had to kiss the bulls balls and we were out there. I mean, that was great. You know, there were so many, like, amazing things that me and Soul Brother Kevin did during that time. And we made some, man, you know what? I wish that there is so much content that we missed because, you know, back in that time, we did not have camera phones at that time. If we would have had the iPhones and stuff back in that time, the content that you would have seen at that time would have blown your mind. Seriously.
I believe it.
I mean, it was crazy.
Radio.
Man, you know what? This is what I like about radio, is that somebody that was listening all the way, like, the furthest possible, like, distance that you could get here in the United States, that was listening to stuff that I was doing, that this is why I love doing content on the radio or doing podcasting and stuff. Like, it just means so much, man. And I swear to God, you seriously have made my day.
Well, thank you. I'm glad I could have a positive influence on you, Ted.
All right, man. Well, listen, I hope you have a great day, and hit me up. Email me, Tuttle@gmail.com, okay?
I will, man.
All right, man. Have a great day, all right?
You too. Take care.
All right. If you'd like to call in, you can easily do that. 407-270-3044. Once again, that is 407-270-3044. I know a lot of you guys probably do not give a damn about space. Don't give a damn about just astrology in general. This James Webb telescope, I've been following this James Webb telescope that was launched on Christmas Day. I've been waiting for these photos to be coming in. And this is the closest thing, guys, that we are going to have to time travel. These photos that you're seeing from this James Webb telescope are 4.5 billion years. People don't realize this. When you're looking up into the night sky every single night, you're looking into the past. You're looking into the past. This is time travel.
These images are really just spectacular. For the first time ever, we're seeing these deep, high-resolution images of our own universe. So take a look what we're talking about here and why everybody is so excited. Last night, NASA...
And a lot of people think that space and everything is a waste of time. It is not. It is not a waste of time. This is some... I think that this might be one of the greatest things that the human civilization has ever done.
And the White House unveiled these first images known as Webb's first deep field, a kaleidoscope of galaxies as they appeared 4.6 billion years ago.
Do you realize that these images that we're looking at right now, they're most likely not there? They have been long gone. We're looking at to the beginning of the universe.
Years ago. Again, 4.6 billion years ago. Astronomer Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Look at this. And this is not the greatest photo. But, so, the refraction you're seeing off of the big stars there, that's because they're so close to us. But every single point of light that you're seeing, that is a galaxy. That is a galaxy with a billion stars in it. Do you realize that this photo that we're looking at right here, if you took a grain of salt or a grain of sand and you had it on the tip of your finger and you held it out at arm's length, this is just the very minute picture that you're looking at, and you're seeing all this. And if you look at the galaxies that look like they're bent, and you're like, oh man, this is a real shitty camera. No, you know what that is? This only proves that Einstein's theory of relativity is correct. Because the light you're seeing is being bent. Space and time is being bent by the other objects that are around it. And I know that I'm probably sounding like the biggest nerd in the fucking world. But this is amazing.
Tyson says the spiked objects are local stars. Everything else out there is a galaxy. Many of them actually distorted. They look like arcs. And this morning, NASA...
Look at this. This, what you're looking at right now, is a dying star. This is a dying star that's spewing its guts out. And guess what? All those guts that it spews out is going to be reused to make other stars. That energy is going to get reused. I'm not a religious person, but this right here, what you're saying, is my religion. This is my religion. Because these stars, this star that you're seeing is that's dying and spewing its guts out, we're made up of the same elements. We're made up of the same atoms. Everything that you see in this picture, we're made up. We have the same basic elements, the same basic atoms. This is my religion.
Releasing more images one by one, showing a full spectrum, a color spectrum of an exoplanet, the life cycle of stars, how galaxies interact and grow. The first images we've ever seen because the Webb telescope uses infrared eyes to pull.
Am I the only one? I mean, I would love to hear from you in the chat room. or I would love to hear from you, give me a call, 407-270-3044. Am I weird? Am I a weird person for thinking that this is really, really cool? I would love to see your comments in the chat room, or I would love to take your phone calls, 407-270-3044.
Pull these faint and very distant objects like stars and galaxies into sharp focus. Now, what lies beyond? The naked eye can't even see that. So this is now even better than what Hubble could see. Hubble telescope, you may remember.
Hubble does not look. Hubble, you're good for your time. You're a legend. You are a trendsetter. You're a groundbreaker. But you just need to step aside and let James Webb take care of everything.
Launched back in 1990. In this case, NASA and the European Space Agency, the Canadians, all collaborated. A $10 billion tennis court-sized observatory, the largest, most powerful ever built. It launched on a rocket back on Christmas Day, took a month to travel to its orbit, which is around the sun,
An L2 orbit. Do you realize these nerds that everybody made fun of, they were able to do the calculations to make sure that this satellite was always behind the moon and the sun. They were able to do the calculations to make sure that the sun's never going to be screwing up the photos that this satellite's going to be taking. Oh, see, I got to take this phone call here. Tuttle Daily Podcast, hello.
Hey, how you doing, Patrick?
Hey, Leon, man, Georgia. Who's this?
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you?
First off, I want to apologize. Sorry, I didn't call you when I was down in Florida last weekend.
Oh, but, no worries, man. How are you doing?
But hanging in there, man. I just want to call about that damn space telescope.
What do you think about this? A lot of people don't appreciate it as much as they should be.
First of all, I've always been a space nerd. My ex-wife used to work out there at Space Center for NASA, and I've always been infatuated with it. Met a bunch of cool astronauts and all that fun shit, but I think it's absolutely amazing. But the price tag of it.
$10 billion.
$10 billion. So the amount of money that we're spending on that, and I'm kind of wondering, and maybe you know more than me, but what are we achieving from spending all this money to look at additional galaxies?
Okay, So I get where you're coming from on this. I really, really do, okay? I really, really do understand where you're coming from this, okay? But if we're going to be spending money on all this, like, worthless stuff, let's be honest, though. I would rather this money be spent for this than some of the stuff that we're wasting money on. I mean, government spending, government waste is always going to happen, right? Yeah. I mean, it's always going to happen.
It's use it or lose it.
Yeah. And also, this is a group effort from, this is also a group effort between many countries. I mean, SDK says U.S. government spent $700 billion on defense last year. This is nothing. So, I mean, you're absolutely right, but also at the same time, what is money? For real. Like, I mean, it's all a fiat currency. We're just making it up, right? I mean, seriously.
That's right.
This money is all worthless. We print it up all the time. But
that's the thing that it becomes is oh, just print a bunch more.
But that's what
we just become more in debt with China and all these other, I mean, it's outrageous. That's what my biggest question is.
Oh, well, I agree with you.
$10 billion on a to replace the Hubble to look at galaxies that we're never going to. Well, I mean, not in my lifetime, probably not in your lifetime. We're the same age, but it. I don't.
So
I'm
what
just
did I say?
To think of the logistics of it.
$10 billion, correct? So $10 billion on this. Okay, so when you look at the grand scheme of things, the gross domestic product of the United States is like $27 trillion, correct? I mean, it's somewhere around there. I think it's in the trillions, correct?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so $10 billion, like, a $10 billion is like pissing in the ocean. Like, seriously. When we're talking about these crazy numbers and everything, and I get what you're talking about, because you got to pay attention to the billions to take care of the trillions that we're worth.
That's right.
And
this is my biggest thing too. I think I saw something on Facebook and it just caught my eye earlier. So we can have this damn telescope that could see light years away.
Mm-hmm.
And take a picture. But we have these damn security cameras that are all over the news saying, if you've seen this guy and all it is a black blur or a white blur.
I mean, you're absolutely right. You are absolutely right. But I mean, look at how much better it's gotten though. Like, I mean, I was just talking to that guy earlier. I mean, now everybody's got camera phones. You really do. So, well, listen, I got my guest coming on, and I gotta take this person, but I really do appreciate you calling in, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, man. Well, I'll keep in touch with you for sure.
Please email me tuttle@gmail.com. All right, I gotta add Angel. Angel, how are you?
How are you?
Is that right? Is it Angel or Angel? Am I like trying to be too fancy with it?
I like the fancier one better. We could just go with that.
Angel. Yeah. Like it's kind of like French. Angel.
My name is like Halo Wings Angel, but 14-year-old me thought this was a way more genius way to spell it.
Hey,
I'm stuck with it now.
So you're an artist. And I'm talking about, have you seen these pictures of this, that the James Webb telescope has come back? Like,
yes, the infrared stuff?
Yeah, I mean, when you get to see those type of images, does it inspire you as an artist? Like, because, here, hold on, let me see if I can go back here and see.
Yeah.
So, I mean, hold on. So, like, some of these pictures are just, like this right here, like of a dying star. Like, how do you not get like inspired as an artist when you see something like that?
You cannot be uninspired looking at something that's stunning. It's stunning stuff. And that last picture you showed just reminds me of what it would have been like to like be laying in the floor at Studio 54 back in the 70s.
Yeah,
that one.
The
right?
deep.
Back
the,
in
the
70s,
yeah, the
enjoying
deep.
Enjoying the light show.
This deep field, like, you know, every single one of those lights you're seeing is a galaxy that has a billion stars that have planets all around them. Like, I mean, it's absolutely crazy to even think about. Seriously.
Absolutely crazy.
Angel, before we get into the interview and stuff, I like to let my guests talk about themselves a little bit before I bring them on and do the interview. And I gotta tell you, you know, you got some very white teeth. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I mean,
I paid a lot for that.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry if I was being in like, and you know, like crossing a boundary or whatever. I'm like, holy shit, her teeth are white as hell.
Yeah. You know, when you invest in something like that, you want somebody to bring it up and you can feign embarrassment, but no, pretty damn proud of the fact that you noticed. So
okay. So tell my audience a little bit about yourself.
Okay. I am an artist and an improv comic, funnier than I look. And I teach people not only how to paint the thing, but the importance of creativity. That's kind of become my main gig, even more than teaching people how to paint a thing. I really want to stress to people that we are all creative at the core. and to stop judging ourselves and just do the things that are so good for us. It's scientifically proven to help with anxiety and depression and sleeplessness, so we should do things.
Avenging Pineapple says her teeth are as white as the stars in the sky.
We've just come full circle on the stories. Maybe we should just end it here.
Hey, so I was looking on, you're a big Bob Ross like fan, right?
I like to tell people if Bob Ross and Leo Buscaglia and Dory the Fish had a baby, it would be me.
All right. So when I was married, lived in Winter Garden for about 12 years. The adjacent city to Winter Garden is Gotha, Florida, which is the town that Bob Ross's remains are buried at. And I have gone there, and a lot of people, and I know that it sounds weird to be like, oh my God, Bob Ross is buried in the town next, but I never thought in a million years that a small little town next to Florida called Gotha would be the final resting place of Bob Ross, but a lot of people do go there. And wow. Kind
like
of, it's like
a,
yeah, it's like a pilgrimage that people go and they go to pay their final respects to Bob Ross.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. You know, until this minute, it never occurred to me to do that sort of thing for Bob. And I'm almost embarrassed now that has not been a thought of mine, because I've gone to see the remains of Van Gogh and Jimi Hendrix. Why not Bob?
But I mean, in California, they have all these like legendary musicians that people go and pay their respects to, like their living legends, or, you know, not living legends, but past living legends. But people do. People go there and they leave stuff at Bob Ross's gravesite. They do.
Wow. I guess I'm not surprised that he's buried there, because I know the Bob Ross school is still a thing, and I know that is somewhere on the Floridian coast. So that must be where he was living his last.
Do you think, okay, so let me step back a little bit. Do you think the reason by, and I'm not trying to, like, you know, S Bob Ross's D the whole thing here, but what I'm trying to say, though, is that I also think another reason why Bob Ross has had the lasting power is because ASMR has become so popular. And people, like, you will see all these unintentional ASMR clips, and it's a Bob Ross. And I got to tell you, whoever, I don't think that the person that did the audio mixing got enough credit, because you could hear every brush stroke and all that stuff during some of his things. You could hear that, like, thick brush stroke. It would be like, oh, we got some little trees here. And you could hear the, like, brush going off the canvas or whatever it may be.
Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but what I've heard is that Bob was going for more sexy than ASMR. He's trying to go for a kind of a sexy vibe, and so I don't know if
but I think that has helped out with his his image, his just cultural icon and stuff. So so if you had to describe yourself, you do some improv comedy type stuff, and you do your painting and stuff, but, like, how would you describe some of the stuff that you do?
Yeah, like I said, Bob Ross and Dory the Fish made it.
Dory is what Ellen played. Ellen DeGeneres played Dory, the one that forgets everything.
A lot of people ask me if I'm aware of the fact that I sound like Ellen. And I don't think it's that I sound like Ellen.
Wow,
so
wait
really
a minute. You just blew my fucking mind. Like, seriously, now that I'm hearing it, it was like, Ellen, yeah.
Okay. I know, but I don't know if it's that I sound like her so much as I really have the Dory energy, especially
when I'm teaching a class.
Do I sound like her?
Yeah, you do.
I'll stop arguing with people then when they say that. I assumed it was more.
I mean, if you can land hot ass chicks like Portia de Rossi and all that stuff, then I mean, you're good to go.
I got it going on vocally.
And you got the great white teeth. I mean, that's amazing.
Why am I single?
Well, whatever. I don't even know how that's possible. Where, what area are you living in right now? California?
I have homes in Seattle and in Wisconsin where I grew up.
Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
I
didn't even say it right.
Yeah, I mean, you don't even have the, you really don't have the accent, though. The,
oh, I do when I'm trying.
When you get back around your people, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
you,
then do we guys, go down to the bars for 2-3 beers. And,
to beers, yeah. I mean, do you guys do the you betcha type thing in Wisconsin?
Oh, yeah,
betcha. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. Yeah. So it's a thing. But Seattle has curbed it a little bit, and I really do work on it because it's a kind of debilitating when, like, you have a friend named Dawn and a friend named Don, and in Seattle they're both Dawn.
Don and Dawn.
I don't know who I'm going to lunch with.
Well, I mean, let me ask you this though. Like, I'm a Florida cracker. Like, I'm a born and raised Florida cracker in the South and everything. Do I sound as dumb as what they think most Southerners sound like?
You do not. I would not have guessed Southern. I did live in Florida for a year when I was 13. And
what
I remember,
part?
St. Augustine.
Oh, you know, that is the oldest city in the United States, yeah. St. Augustine
is.
It's
a gorgeous city.
You betcha. Come down to St. Augustine, you betcha.
I remember, starting school, and everybody's like, hey. No, nobody said hi. Hey, hey, Don, hey. And I thought, I am never going to say hey. And within 2 weeks, I'm like, hey.
What about
it's
y'all?
Catchy.
Hey, y'all coming down to the Spanish Fort? Y'all coming down to the Spanish Fort and check it out? We're Ponce de Leon.
The alligator farm.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I could definitely see that. But then being in Seattle, that's a very progressive place. I mean, you're almost like a mutt of language or, like, accents and stuff.
Yeah, I would say that is most definitely true. Yeah.
So you said single. Like, no way. I find that hard to believe.
You know what, though? I work all the time, and all I talk about when I'm not working is work. Mm-hmm. That's kind of been my pandemic experience, and
but that's gotta
I love what I do, which is awesome, but I don't get out much, so.
But it's got to get old, though. Like, I mean, I've dealt with mental illness my whole entire life, and, you know, as much as we, and I'm not saying you, I'm not trying to group you in with my craziness or whatever, but what I'm trying to say, though, is, like, we all say that, oh, I'm good. I'm just concentrating on my career and trying to better things and stuff. It is a little wearing.
It is. Yeah. Here's my deep truth. I really, really think there's something to this whole you magnetize stuff to yourself, and I am just not able to magnetize that.
Are you looking, though? Are you interested?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I wouldn't say no to it, but somebody would definitely have to come knocking at the door.
When was the last? What was the last real relationship that you had?
2019.
Okay, so what happened there?
I think he had some anxiety stuff going on, and I think COVID just kind of put him over the edge.
You seem like you're a personality that some guys might find a little intimidating. Intimidating, though.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Where were you going? Whoa. Let's back up. What did you think I was going to say?
Annoying.
No.
The whole Dory the Fish thing. You can only take so much positivity
Look, some guys have Ellen fetishes. Like, they do. Like, they...
What?
Ellen fetishes. Like, they...
First time you're hearing this.
No, I mean, like... I mean, come on. Let's be honest. Ellen lands a lot of hot-ass women, and I think some guys are kind of like, oh, yeah, Ellen, I have a Dory the Fish type... interest.
Yeah, I hear you. I think I need to do a deeper Google dive on this and just find my people.
There is a selection for everything. There really, really is. And Dory the Fish, I love Finding Nemo. Dory, you know, helped them find Nemo and stuff. So yes, I agree. Fish on J writes, no way. I find her personality awesome. You got this fish jumping out of the water, cuh.
Okay.
Hello. LOL. So
there's a definite fish theme going here. And I need to look into those fish sites.
Well, I'm telling you, Fish on J, he's a fisherman. I've gone and fished with him quite a few times. We never caught a dory, but I mean, it feels like he's, you know, throwing out a little bit of a net there to try to catch a dory. So, so Angel, is it Angel or is it Angel?
It's Angel, but I like the way you say it. It's hey,
Angel.
Louise, Angel.
Angel.
Keep up with that one.
Angel, if people want to follow you on social media and stuff, how can they do that? Because I was checking out, you know, like you need to post some more selfies. I really think you're not marketing yourself as much as you should. I really think you should. The white teeth in the darker background and everything. They're almost blinding. Like I feel like I should almost be wearing a welding shield over my face because it's just like, oh man, I'm going to get her teeth are going to be burned into my retina. There you go.
Going like this.
Yeah, better. So, I mean, whoever your dentist is, like, you need to get him to do, matter of fact, like, if you want to, like, what was your dentist's name?
Dr. Campbell. I think put an all seasons porch on his back.
Tuttle Daily Podcast here, one to promote Dr. Campbell, DDS, with my guest, Angel. Who is a world famous artist, Bob Ross junkie. And, you know, like I can't even look at her directly. There you go. And she's got the big old jugs. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to like go. I'm sorry. But so she's got white ass teeth, big old jugs. You need to go see this dentist because not only did he make the whitest teeth in the world? You need to give him a call. What's his phone number? Do you know it off the top of your head? No.
Not off the top of
all
my
right,
head.
All right, so we can always edit that back in. So, all right, so we could do that. Stuck in Dion's tub said, show the jugs. And she stood up there and showed
that
Bob
was
Ross.
That was the drug show.
I'm so sorry, Angel. I'm so sorry, Angel. Angel.
That's all right.
I'm very, very sorry. So, but if people want to check you out on Instagram, where can they do that at?
Yeah. That, so that there's where that weird spelling is doing me favors because I'm highly Googleable. ANJLKR Instagram /ANJLKR.
And Jill Rohde, you know, you know, back in the day during my alcoholism, I had a plenty of roadies. That I would put a beer in a brown paper bag, put between my legs, and would drive down the road with a roadie. So, like, I mean, you're Angel Roadie. I mean, a lot of the people that love white teeth, Bob Ross, and love roadies and everything. I mean, white teeth, Bob Ross. Alcoholic drinks between your legs while you're driving down the road. We're not promoting, DUIs and stuff, but you know, some people just do it. I mean, do you teach classes? What do you do for work? Like, what is your main income?
I actually teach corporate events. I teach people about the importance of creativity while teaching them how to paint a thing. Pretty Bob Ross ish 2.0. Yeah. I used to do in-person classes, and then the pandemic hit, and I went virtual, and now I teach classes to people all over the planet.
Do you ever, like, pull the hair back and wear an Afro wig or whatever, like, during your...
I have not, but I thought it would be really fun to put on the Afro wig and then to not watch Bob Ross, just listen to it and kind of lip-sync to it and paint just based on what he's saying and see what happens. I thought that might be a fun
telling
video.
You, right, like... the very white teeth, the Afro wig, the eyes, I think would be very, very, very hypnotizing for people. And Savory Character says, I have an Afro wig that she can, or a wig you can borrow.
I will take it.
I mean, Unsavory character says it's a real he-getter, so I think it might be the stereotypical, you know, Afro wig, which you, with the cancel culture and everything, might not be a good thing. So you might want to, you know, edit yourself and everything. Angel, so any other things that you would like to hit on before we go? Any other stuff you would like to talk about? Like, what's in the background there?
Paint over there. A painting.
What's that painting there of?
That's my mom and her sister waiting for a parade. It's not finished. Would you like to see it closer?
Yeah, I would love to. I mean, if you feel comfortable doing that.
Nah, I don't mind. It's not done.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
Thanks.
How would you describe your art?
Pretty impressionistic. I used to be more realistic, but I've lost a lot of patience in my old age.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What is the one piece that you're the most proud of?
Oh, I've got a painting of my grandson that I, one of my first paintings.
Hold on. Let's back up there a little bit.
Am I going to lose all my fans now?
No. Because I got to tell you, like, you've held up pretty well if you got grandchildren. I'm sorry.
Thanks.
I know that probably sounds very sexist or whatever for me to say.
Okay. When you're my age.
So you got grandchildren.
It. Yeah, I got grandkids taller than me.
How many kids do you have?
Two. And they each have two.
Sons? Daughters?
A son and a daughter. Mm. Yep. Daughter is a nurse in Seattle, and my son is here in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Yeah. Your daughter married, like, you know.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Both all married up.
Damn it. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I was trying to see if I could, you can marry me off a little bit here. So I'm sorry. So she's married. So you got a grandchild. You got two grandchildren from both of them. So
right,
you have
so
four, man.
Four in total.
Stuck in Dion's. I'm going to put this up here. Hold on. Yeah, a gilf? Question mark? Okay.
It's a term I have heard before.
Wait a minute. So that's crazy.
I know.
All right, now, are you, like, single?
We talked about this, Tuttle.
I know. Look, I've done a lot of drugs, and I've had a lot of head traumas and stuff. I'm sorry. I forget a lot of things, so I'm sorry if I ask questions over and over again.
Okay. Single.
Okay, single. Okay. All right. Do you still talk to baby daddy at all? Like, still? No? Or is he gone?
You know, when I have to, at family things.
Okay. All right, so he's still alive.
Yeah,
all right.
We're cool.
Like, you didn't, like, poison him. Whereas, like, one of those Dateline things where it was
not
like
I'm admitting to on a podcast.
You ever watch those Dateline shows, though?
Yes.
That older guy who was like, or did she really poison him? And then it's that guy's got the greatest voice in the world. I would kill for his voice. Even at like 80 years old, he's like, did this artist kill her husband? I do not know. We will find out right after the break.
I'm way too happy for that.
All right. I mean, you guys, so, I mean, it was a good breakup. That means no. That means no.
But we're good. We're old and good now.
This bastard cheated on you. How could he do that? You know what? Screw him. Son of a bitch.
That guy.
Son of a bitch cheated on this artist, this Angel roadie, who is a Bob Ross freak, and you cheated on her. How the fuck could you do that,
what
you asshole?
What the hell?
You asshole. I can't believe you're a grandmother, but you know what? I think I look good genes. I don't know if it's the Wisconsin cheese or the milk. Or it's the, you know, Seattle moisture, whatever it may be.
Combo, maybe.
Yeah, it
combo
is.
Combo. 60 right is the new 40, they say, you know.
No way, you're fucking 60.
I'm dangerously close.
I mean, I feel old at 42.
Mm,
I bet you would be like, oh, man, I would take 42. And then me at 42, when people are like, oh, I'm 32, I'd be like, oh, man, I would take 32. Like, seriously. Like, it is. Isn't it crazy?
It is. It is. I don't remember 42. Assuming it was a good year.
Yeah. And, Jill, tell my audience once again how they can follow you on Instagram or check out any of your stuff.
Yep. Google me. I'm all over the place. Angel, A-N-J-L, Rhodey. R-O-D-E-E. Super, super phonetic. Yeah, my company is called Brushcapades. I made that word up. So also you will find me if you Google that word. Find me on the Insta and the stuff.
All right. I'd like to let my guests before they go rate me on how I did interviewing. So like a good, bad, that I make you feel uncomfortable. Were you like, at any point you were like, oh man, I can't wait for this to be over with? Like,
I never thought that, but I did think a couple of times I didn't think the conversation was going to go that way.
But isn't it good though? Like, I mean,
no.
Did you think we were going to talk about the things that we were going to talk about?
I truly did not think my jugs would make it into the conversation.
See, now I, with the Me Too thing, I feel like I'm like Harvey Weinstein or something. And I apologize.
I will let you rate yourself on this.
I have low self-esteem, so I'm going to say like a 3 or 4. Like, seriously, out of 10, I'm going to be like 3 or 4. But I also hate myself.
If I give you a 7, it looks like I'm giving you an amazing score.
Oh, so 7, like I'm happy
with.
Yeah,
totally a 7.
I mean, but the only way I ever feel anything is when I cut myself. So, you know, no, that was a bad joke. I'm sorry. Anyways, Angel, I had a great time. You'll never talk to me again. Seriously, you won't. You're going to be like, oh, my God, I'm done with this guy. Never calling into his show. He's a weirdo. Can I get you to do a piece? Can if I pose and this is not me trying to be weird or shock jockey. I'm no nudity or anything, but like, you know, I've been working out and everything. Like, can I do like if I cover everything, kind of like a mock David type thing? Can we do that?
100%. Yeah, we can totally do that.
All right, Angel, I hope you have a great night and we'll never talk
Thank
again.
You.
I know that we won't. I know
In
we won't.
In that case, it was great meeting you the one time.
All right, Angel, have a great night.
You too. Thanks a lot for having me.
You betcha. All right. Man, I weirded her out. I know I weirded her out. Man, oh man. All right, guys, I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully you guys enjoyed tonight's show. I mean, Stuck in Dion Stubbs says, no way she's 60. I agree with you, Stuck in Dion Stubbs. There's no fucking way she's 60 because I think she's hot as fuck. I'm serious. I think she's hot as hell. Jesus Christ. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I hope you guys enjoyed tonight's show. Hopefully you guys stay safe, and I will talk to you tomorrow.